Vayter in Oraisa. We are in Moed Katan Daf Tes Amud Beis. We got the very top line. Last word in the line. Hadi Yosef Vikami Bailuf. This is Rav Yonasan ben Asmai. We left off with yesterday's story between them and Rav Yehuda ben Gerim. So before they realized that the son of Rav Shimon bar Yochai is waiting for them because Shimon bar Yochai sent them to get a bracha from them. So they were talking about the discussion between two different psukim. Seems to be a contradiction. We have the following. It says in Mishlei, Yekarehi mipnimim, this is talking about the Torah. The Torah is more precious than pearls. V'chol chafatzecha lo yishvuba, and all of your desires can't compare to it. Which implies, ha'chafzik shamayim yishvuba. The fact that it says your desires can't compare to it, then chafzik shamayim can compare to it. That would be, says Rashi, klomar, shim yishcha lasuk b'mitzvah, Tivatel Talmud Torah v'asuk b'mitzvah, because it is comparable to it. We have another pasuk that says v'chol chafatzim lo yishvuba. That's also in Mishlei, and all desires do not compare to it, which implies that afilu chafzei shemaim yishvuba, even other things. Rashi says the mivatel the afilu chafzei shemaim lo the mivatel mitzvah v'asuk b'talmud Torah. That is that even mitzvahs which are not as important to the Torah. Even mitzvahs are not as important as steiging, as learning. And therefore, somebody should put aside even doing a mitzvah and be involved in Torah. So which one is it? And for the Gemara, when the pasuk says that even mitzvahs don't compare to Torah study, it's talking about when a mitzvah could be done by somebody else. In such a case, just steig, let someone do the mitzvah. Where they are equal, to, where there is a value to it, is when it's not able to be done with somebody else. In that case, you have to stop your study and go ahead and do that of the mitzvah. So now, Rav Yonasan and Yehuda, they realized that Rav Shimon Yochai's son was waiting there, because remember, he sent him for bracha. And when they say, my bali zachi, what are you doing here? And when they said, the amali abba, zil gabayu deliver chuch. He said, my father said, go to you guys so you can get a bracha from you. So they said to him, yehei rava, the tizrav, v'lo sechzad. It should be the will of Hashem that you should plant and not reap. And ta'ayil v'lo tepek, take in and not bring out. Tepek v'lo ta'ayil, bring out and not take in. Lichor besach v'lesef u'shpizach, your house should be destroyed and your inn should be inhabited. Lebalba psorech, your table should be disturbed. V'lo sechazei shaita chalita, and may you not see a new year. Rashi over here in the middle goes in and explains, what's the idea of tile? Lo tipik, the tipik of tile. What does that mean? He thought that he's talking about over here business. And he thought that he was saying that you'll bring your merchandise and won't be able to sell it, and that it would spend money for merchandise and not actually get it. So this sounds like a beautiful bracha, eh? I'm a little bit confused. Ki asa legabe avua amar le'e, when Rav Shimon Yochai's son got back to his pops, he said, lo mi boy de bruche lo beruchin. It's not enough they didn't give me a bracha. Avot sa'ui tzer, and they caused me a lot of pain. So Amalei, my humor, he said, well, what'd they say? Halchi v'alchi Amalei, so he told back what they said. So Amalei says, no, hanach kulu birkasaninu. Everything they said to you was a bracha. Tizra v'losechzad, when it says Hashem should have you sow and not cut, that means Tolid banim, you should be able to have children that come v'lo yimusu, and that these kids don't die. Tayavlo tepek, when he says that you'll bring in and not, you'll take it and not bring out, Hashem says, v'lo tepek, the lo lemus bincha, the hadri nafki minach, v'hadri libe, libe nishayu. Right, let's back in the Gemara. Ta'ayel kalasa, it means that you'll take in your daughters-in-law, v'lo lemusu binach lelebkun, and your sons shall not die, so that the daughters-in-law will not go away, right? Because Rashi said it was common that the daughters-in-law would live in the place of their husbands, and if a woman's husband would die, then she returned to her parents' place. So the bracha was that the sons would marry and not die. Okay, tepek lo ta'ayil, when they said bring out and not take in, what they meant is tolid benasa, you love daughters who are going to get married, v'lo yimusu gavrayu, v'lo yilavaseich, and their husbands are not going to die, and cause them to come back to you. Lecha besach v'leisev u'shpizach, when they said your house should be destroyed and let your inn be inhabited, the high alma u'shpizach v'hi alma besa, means that in this world is like a inn, and the next world is considered like the permanent house. So therefore, let your house be destroyed and your inn be inhabited. You'll be able to survive and be alive. Dechsev. Kirbam batemu li'olam. In their imagination, their houses are forever. I'll take a kirbam. Don't read a kirbam. Ela kivram. Read it as kivram. Their graves. So what we're saying is over here is that their graves should be destroyed, meaning they shouldn't die. And they shouldn't be used over there. And their inn, which is this world, should last. And they should be alive. Lebabel psorasach, pisorach, let your table be disturbed, means bibnei ubenase. That means that you should have sons and daughters. I have a lot of kids, and it's going to, you know, be making a lot of noise. Velo sech li shayt l'chadata, and may you not see a new year. Velo tamas intach, meaning that your wife shouldn't die. Velo tisos intasa achrisi. And then, therefore, you won't have to marry another wife. When it says the concept of Shat Echadata, a new year, Rashi says, Zushana Rishona Shal Nisun, is the first year of marriage. You don't go for a whole year. So don't have another new year, meaning we're going to get married to someone else, God forbid, because the wife will die. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavta, after Minei the Rav, Shimon Chalavta was leaving from Rav, and Amrat Le Levrei, so Rav said to his son, Zilagabe Delivrach, go to him so that he'll give you a bracha. Amar Le, so Shimon says, said the following bracha, Yehi Rava, Delot Tavayish, Velot Tisbayish, may it be the will of Hashem that you not embarrass others and that you not become embarrassed. Hashem says, Lot Tavish Achrini, Kedei Shalot Tisbayish, Shalot Tavol Liyadi, Lidei Kach, Pen Tisbayish. So may it be the will of Hashem that you not be not embarrassed others, that you not be embarrassed by others. Also, Gabi Avoy came to his father, Amalei, says, my Amalei, he said, what did he say to you? Amalei said back, Milin ba'alma huda Amalei. He said, like, you know, whatever, standard stuff, like nothing too special over here. Just, you know, nice thing. So Amalei says back to him, Birkach Birkasa Debarch and Kucha Brichel Yisrael Vitanaba. What do you mean? He gave you the bracha that he blessed you with the bracha that Hashem blesses Bnei Yisrael and repeated it. The Siv, as it says, V'achaltem Achol V'sova V'hilaltem V'gomer. You eat, eating and being satisfied, and you will praise. V'lo Yivoshami Liolam, and my people will not be shamed. Liolam ever vidatem ki bekerav Yisrael anig v'gomer. Then you know that I am the midst of Yisrael. V'lo yivoshi am liolam. My people will not be shamed forever. Since the second time it says my people are not going to be shamed, liolam doubles down over there, so we can explain it to mean that one should not embarrass others and therefore avoid being embarrassed. Says Rashi, v'shanaba lo yivoshi am liolam v'haynu lo tisyat lo tivayish. Don't embarrass, you won't be embarrassed. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. Va'osa isha tachshitea. A woman is allowed to make her tachshit and her jewelry on Chol HaMoed. Tanura banan Elohim tachshitei nashim. These are the tachshitei nashim. Kocheles. Kocheles is a type of, says Rashi, Nosenes kol bein eineha kedei shedomos naim. It's a type of paint, you know, like eyeliner. Upo kesses. And she says, Michaleka Saira, like kind of like she splits her hair from one side, one, you know, two different sides. When, what did I just read? Lakana Laganti here and to here. Mavir Srakalpanea. She puts this type of, you know, makeup on her face. She says, Sam Echad Kadishitara Duma. It's a type of elixir, a type of drug, in order to make her face look red, like blush. Some say ma'avir is sakin al paneh shalmata, and she puts a razor over her paneh shalmata, as she says, kedei lahavir seir shalmata. Story time. De bitu de Rav Chista bekashta ba'anbe kalasa. The wife of Chista was getting dressed up in front of her daughter-in-law. And this is on Chol HaMoed that we're talking about. Yosef of Huna bar Chinana kamidra of Chista, and Yosef of Kaamar, and he was saying Lo Shanu Ella Yolda. when they taught this din that a woman's allowed to go ahead and get like dressed up, you know, with all this stuff of Chol HaMoed, it's only talking about a young lady. Right? It's not talking about Rashi's Lo Shanu Hadamar Osei Shetach Shetah, Eli Yalda Bechur Shadarka Bekach Ulahachi Havala Simcha B'moed. This is a Derech B'kach, and therefore it's a Simcha for her on the Moed. However, Baval Zikena alone, not with an older woman. Rashi says Vehechi Avda Ishtecha Hachi Nemekashta Ha'avi Zikena. How does his wife do this? She was old. Amalei, so if Chissa said back, Ha'elo Kim, Lashon of Shua, by the Lord, Afil Imach, even your mama, Afil Imad Imach, and even your mama's mama, Afil Amedes HaKivra, and even a woman who's standing by her grave, they can still do this, the Amr Inshi, because you know people say, Bashit and Kibashis, the Kal Tavlo Rata, a six-year-old is like a six-year-old, that they run at the sound of bells. Right? This is talking about when they would go and they play music at a chasana. It's like the six-year-old runs at a wedding, just like a six-year-old runs to music of the chasana, so too is a six-year-old. And also in getting dressed up, the six-year-old also is just like the six-year-old. Rashi said, "Perish kishkush hazug," like we just said. Right. So therefore, even an older woman would do the same thing. Talk to the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Tasu, she can't put this lime in her face, Tanya, because it makes it all, it's painful, and whatever it is, even though afterwards she becomes beautiful from her. Tanya, we looked at her by Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Isha Lo Tasu, Neshenivula, don't put this lime on it, because it's disgusting for her. It doesn't make her look good, also it's not comfortable. Rashi says, Sheginayhula, Venivul Besidim, it's the Eres Besid. Moder Rabbi Yehuda besid sheyichol lekapel b'moed. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in reference to lime that it can be peeled during Chol HaMoed. She tofalta b'moed that she may put it on during Chol HaMoed. Sheaf abisha mitzera he actually, even though it's causing her pain right now, it's on. It's semechi lachizman. It's going to bring her joy after the fact. And then we're talking about if something can be done on the Chol HaMoed itself. It takes off like hair and it causes the skin to be smooth. If we can do it in Chol HaMoed, even though when it's on her, it's going to be discomfortable, you know, uncomfortable, as long as she's going to be able to take it off on Chol HaMoed as well. Immediately, Rabbi Yehuda Haisvara. Is that really true? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold this? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold of such a thing that something's going to cause pain now is going to be mutter as long as it's going to give you joy later? We learned in a Mishnah. You're allowed to go ahead and allow and accept payment from a loan from an Avodah Zarah guy on his holiday because it causes him pain. They said back to him, even though he's paying now, he's going to be afterwards. After he'll be happy because it's paid off. His debts are all paid off. Aye, so what do you see? Nonetheless, Yehuda doesn't really take a look at that. Doesn't care about that. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hanach Lehilchos Moed. Don't, you know, you can't compare these things. Put aside those of Chol HaMoed, the Kulu, for all those things that are Mutter and Chol HaMoed are Meitzer Achshav, they're paying now, V'samach Lachar Zmaninu, the things that cause joy after the fact, right? That of baking or cooking causes a person pain while it's done. But it's permitted Chol HaMoed because it's later when you're able to get to eat it. So even Behuda is going to matter things about Chol HaMoed, but he wouldn't necessarily do it by the case in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Ravina gives another answer. Kusi le'inyan peron le'ola mitzar. When it comes to a kusi, well, Zarnik, in reference to paying back, he's always in pain. He's always in pain when he has to pay it back. Right, so since even after this time, he doesn't cause him joy, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to be mutter. In the case of the lime, though, Rabbi Yehuda would be masking that it will cause joy at a later time, therefore it's going to be mutter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Benos Yisrael, Sheyagia LePirkon, Benos Yisrael, when they get to their Pirkon, when they get to their time, Rashi says, Laseir, when they grow hair. But they didn't yet get to the years, which that would normally happen in, then Rashi says, She'enon benos yod beishana v'yom echad, she'adayin eino din she'hei lehem ser u'bushos al-kach. If she didn't get 12, then she's not 12. Girls at this age are embarrassed of having this type of hair. Then, Aneos tofus sambasid, poor people would get rid of it with lime, So they go ahead and they would get rid of the hair. Rashi says, Aser besid, Mashiras Hassan, they would remove them. Ashiras Tophos Hassan besolas. They would get rid of fine flour. That was a process. Benos Malacha, Misham and Amar. They used to use this type of oil. Shanem Beshisha Chadash, Misham and Amar. Ma'i, Shem and Amar, what Shem and Amar? Rav Huna Barchia Amar. It is Takas. Sadakas. Rav Yirmiya Bar Ami Amar. Hevi Shlish. What is Satakas? That this is something which it's oil. Shemen Zayish Shiloh Hevi Shlish. It's olive oil, or oil from olives, right, that didn't come to a third of the ripeness. Tanya Willing to the Bayes of Yehuda Omer. Anpikinon Shemen Zayish Shiloh Hevi Shlish. This is oil of olives that didn't get to one third of their ripeness. Why would they put this oil on them? Because it removes hair and it causes the skin to have this glow to it. Rav Bibi Hava Lei Brata, Rav Bibi had a daughter, Tafla Ever. He would smear this stuff on her one limb at a time, and it would make her look beautiful. Shakal ba arba meuzuze. He was able to take 400 zuz, you know, to ask for her. That's how beautiful she was because of doing this particular process. Says Rashi that was shenisyafes v'natal mibaylakach. Yep, she took from her husband for that. Hava hu kusi b'shuvuse. There was this kusi that lived in the neighborhood. The hava librata. She had a daughter. She saw what happened with her bibi. He wanted that also. So tafla b'chad zimna. But so what did he do? He put all this stuff, he rubbed it on her, and he did it all in one shot. And what happened? Umesa, she died. It was too much. It was too much. Didn't realize you don't do it all in one shot. The way that he did it was aver. Amar katla bibi the brat. He said, he killed my daughter. Amar Nachman. Nachman said that bibi the shasi shikhar, bibi who drinks beer in his house, bayan binase tifla, his daughter, needs to be smeared with lime because it grows. She grows a lot of hair and becomes like thick because of that. And on the loshin shechava, we don't drink beer by us. Lo beinan bint benas and tafla. We don't have to go and smear this lime in her in order to go ahead to make the hair beautiful. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.